over a year. Hi. After over a year and turning 32, I'm one step closer to actually starting my show at exactly 5 o'clock Eastern time with no sevens. But that's not why you guys called in. I'm Anita, and this is Rambles. Today's episode is about how conformity is not teamwork. The reason why I made this episode isn't because I'm like pro anarchy, chaos everywhere, blah, blah. It's more of when people try to make unnecessary rules, and it's like, no. Having people like this Mitchy Matchy theme song, Little Houses crap that goes on in the workplace, it's like, that is not teamwork. And then the question is, what is teamwork? It is people coming together, right? I'm going to actually give you a definition. Teamwork, this is according to Wikipedia, so if you think it's wrong, whatever. Teamwork, work done by several associates with each doing a part, but all subordinating personal prominence to the efficiency, blah, 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 of the whole. There's nothing in there about conformity, which is basically, to look it up on, yes, I'm doing this live. So, look the definition. Okay, conformity is compliance with standards, rules, of or law. Behavior in accordance with socially acceptable conventions or standards. Compliance with the practices of the Church of England. I'm giving you, this is from Google. Also, according to Wikipedia, it is the act of matching attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors to group norms. I don't think those really match, because sometimes groups matching, it gets really boring. And then it sort of stifles stuff. I've worked on one end where there has been this conformity, and it actually brought up the idea for this show, and other places where it was a perceived chaos, but we came together as a team to improve. Conformity, I think it comes from people want security. That's what people like. We are creatures of habit. So we want everything to be the same. But how can you grow and stay the same at the same time? How can you benefit from being, from staying the same, staying within the rules? I mean, hell, if that was the case, I'd still be a slut. And forgive me for my voice sounding funny. We will talk about that later. But with conformity, it's very big brotherish. And it's also a reflection of whoever decided to create the rules. It's like, okay, so you really don't trust your people. It's true. You have to constantly come up with rules. That's a reflection of you not having good taste. It hurts, but yeah, a lot of things hurt. Getting shots hurts. But if you have to constantly, you must do this, like, really? This isn't working. And your team will resent you. And it's pretty hard to have a group of people conform with the groups there. Yeah. Groups not there. So who's going to conform? You're going to conform. And that's, yeah, probably good oatmeal every day at 7 a.m. with exactly 8 ounces, not 8.01 ounces. And very insane. And also, that's something you do in institutions, conform, because it keeps order and it prevents chaos. But in the workplace with teams, it just stifles. With teamwork, and I've worked on some great teams. Yeah, we had our differences in personalities, but we came together for a common goal. The perceived chaos, may have actually been chaos, but we all knew our place and we all knew our values. So it wasn't this, oh my God, everything is a mess. It was, okay, it looks like a mess, but we all know what to do and we're going to do it and we're going to be happy. Well, not exactly like constantly happy kind of thing, but we will all know what our priorities are. We will accept the fact that we have different views. We hate wearing bras, so somebody's going to be, and yes, this has happened. Having a bra, okay, I don't care. You're good at your job, whoop-de-doo. I'm sitting at my desk barefoot. Could it affect anybody's work? No. We knew what we were there for. And it makes people feel good because that whole dichotomy of whole self, work self, you spend most of your time at work. Yeah, think about it. People say 40-hour work weeks. That's bull. That is a fairy tale you tell yourself as an adult or you tell your kids, and it's not even a good fairy tale. At least like the Grimm's, it's not even like Grimm's original, which was violent. I think this one's worse because it's a psychological one. Grimm's, this is really violent and sucky, and these sisters are horrible, and they're going to cut off the seat. And it's like, who in the world? And then you look at the time, like, okay, that makes sense. 40 hours. Get there at 9 o'clock. Assuming, you know, you're not excluded from lunch because certain states, you know, you get there early. Or you don't have your lunch time, or you're subtracting the lunch time. Let's put it like that. So, you suppose it, but that's just if there are no major assignments, and major is relative, it really is. Because somebody could be on a sitting high horse a la Miranda from the Devil Wears Prada, and it ends up being an 8-hour week. But standard, okay. No major, because somebody's on a high horse. You're going to spend probably an hour getting ready, 30 minutes to an hour. If you have kids, probably an hour and a half, because you got to get them ready, and they're getting ready at the party. You're getting ready. So, then you spend an hour in traffic if you live in a major city, and this is on a good day. You get to work. You're there. You are around these people, and you're stifled, and you might as well like them. You might as well have fun. And another thing, fun breeds creativity. Creativity and the flowing of ideas. And once the idea is flowing, something good happens. Something good as in something that makes the company a lot of money, so they should really be happy. But you have the conformitist. No, the conformitist Nazi. No. You must do this. But this isn't working. Try harder. You must do this. This really is a waste of time and tedious bull. Get off your nurse hatchet crap. No. And people leave, and then the company goes under, and then you've got to look for a new job because you're constantly just pushing people to do this. People should be inspired to be better. That's what a great team, not a yes, on the flip side, I've had an unhealthy one that made me physically ill. But a good team will be like, okay, you know what? We respect each other's boundaries. We respect each other's personal space. And I think a wall is a good idea because good fences make good neighbors. You may want to hang pictures up of your kids and everything else. But there is a level of mutual respect, creativity, and trust within the team. And because these are there, you feel comfortable enough to express your ideas. You feel competent. You feel like there's a level of mutual competence. Also, I know my coworkers are going to do their job, no matter what their views are, which frankly, sometimes I really don't care. Not in a bad I don't care, but like with politics, how is that affecting my job? I mean, sometimes it will, like if you work for government and a new governor comes in or something like that. And I get it, you know, especially if it's a social, but frankly, how is you being a Republican, you being a, I don't care. Thank you for, you know, helping me with this invoice. Based on Carolyn Courtesy. Thank you for helping. Because I'm a business, you okay, whatever. And my coworker wants to be a antisocial company. Okay. I respect that about him. He's my teamwork. I know he's great at his job. I know there's a mutual respect. My other coworker, Shmuffy Pachini, I think that's how I pronounce it, Pachuti or whatever. The to be sent stuff. Okay, she's great with customers. I trust her, and Shamfo can recommend some great fabric if I ever want to make a new couch. I don't. You know, we all know the rules. Like in baseball, yeah, they wear uniforms, but everybody knows the rules, and everybody comes together because everybody has a common goal. And when you're conforming, are you even telling people what the goal is when you're so busy trying to be like this rule Nazi? These are their rules. Okay, so what does that have to do with benefiting the company? Well, because I don't get it. Well, no, I still don't get it. And the irony of me hosting this show is I'm somebody who likes rules. I like having exceptions, but sometimes it's like, even as a rule lover, it's like, this rule is stupid. What value is in this conformity? Everybody knows. You know, if there's a new change, here you go. I think sometimes conformity comes down to laziness. On that to the breakfast thing. You don't have to think. You're on autopilot. And when you get to the point where you can just stay on autopilot to do something that's not good, and you're autopilot your way into a wall, to this mountain, into this maze, mouse maze with a little ticky-tacky house, and you're going to realize it's boring and tiring. And, yeah, you want to belong, but you're that's the only thing I can think of. Stifle. Find a place where your freak flag can fly. And that was a quote somebody gave, but it's true. Maybe it was a gay pride parade, but it's true. Let your freak flag fly. You're part of the team. I respect you as my coworker. You know what? You might even one day when I have an egg work teach my kid how to walk in heels. You go. I'm going back to my desk to work on stuff my own way. You're going back to your desk to work on yours. We're a team. I don't mean to sound like that cheesy teammate, but damn it. I don't really want to deal with the psycho Nurse Hatchet. Neither do you. We have a common goal, besides wondering when that Nurse Hatchet is going to fall on her hatchet. We have a goal of this is our project. We're coming together. I'm going to give you my ideas and my research. You're going to give me your ideas. I mean, they may be written on purple paper. And I may have to ask you to type it because, frankly, I don't read anybody else's cursive but my own. That's only, like, there are very few people legible. We accept that. We move on. We have created a culture. Not really in bad culture. This is our culture. We have the proceed. We trust each other. We respect each other. We're good. We are 18. We have a goal. We received all three of them. And the conformers, in the southern euphemism, God bless that conformative soul. Their life's probably crap. Oh, I've just got the 90-second warning. But control freak, compliance psycho, Patrick. Her life's probably a mess, and that's what she's trying to grasp. I know it's horrible and reversing, but maybe that's the case. Because if you are that minute to the point where everybody must do this, you don't want to think. You've got too much other stuff going on, some orifice of your life. Trust your people. Let them do what they do. Have enough competency to train them to know what to do. That's the thing. Another thing, make sure your teammates know what they're doing. You have to train them. Give them the guidelines, let them fly, and they, even birds, sometimes run into a tree. Sorry, I sound like very raspy, but it's allergy season, so in a few days I might end up looking like a drunk Lindsay Lohan being possessed by Amy Winehouse under the table, and I won. Thank you for listening to Rambles. I have 22 more seconds, one episode closer to actually starting on time. Yay! At least I wasn't a minute late. But again, thank you for joining in. I hope to hear my wonderful listeners next time, and goodbye.